Disgraced former Heisman winner Reggie Bush calls Clemson White House fast food meal a slap in the face. By Warner Todd Houston on January 15, 2019. Calling it a slap in the face, former New Orleans Saints running back Reggie Bush went on the attack against President Donald Trump for bringing in a selection of fast food to feed the Clemson Tigers during their White House visit on Monday. The 2010 Super Bowl player slammed the White House as being disrespectful to the Clemson champs and said that the fast food feast was a slap in the face to the college champs, 247 Sports reported. Just when you think you've seen it all, at Clemson FB you guys deserve better, you are world champs and this is the honor you receive from our nation's leader? Bush tweeted on Monday. This is disrespectful on so many levels. Just a huge slap in the face after that kind of performance. SMH. On Monday the president opened his wallet to spend several thousand dollars on the fast food for the players. Mostly because the White House food service staff are not working due to the government shutdown. We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many French fries, all of our favorite foods, Trump told players on Monday. I want to see what's here when we leave because I don't think it's going to be much. The reason we did is because of the government shutdown. We want to make sure everything is right, so we sent out and got this. We have some wonderful people working at the White House who got this. While Bush may have felt the meal was untoward, he is one to talk about disrespecting football. In 2010 Bush ended up in a scandal and was forced to return his 2005 Heisman Trophy after investigators discovered that he broke NCAA rules by receiving expensive cash and gifts from two California-based marketing agents while playing football at the University of Southern California. After a four-year investigation, the NCAA cited USC for a lack of institutional control and handed down an extremely severe set of penalties. According to ESPN, the penalties included the loss of 30 football scholarships over 3 years and vacating 14 victories in which Bush played from December 2004 through the 2005 season. USC beat Oklahoma in the BCS title game on January 4, 2005, and won 12 games during Bush's Heisman-winning 2005 season, which ended with a loss to Texas in the 2006 BCS title game. On the verge of having the NCAA revoke his Heisman win in disgrace, Bush became the first player in history to voluntarily return his trophy. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at WarnerThouston.